Simon Chaf, Sifkat Gimel. Okay, page Kuf Chav Zayin, 127. Does that mean how many years did Sarah live? Right, 127.
Yeah,
Meir Shana, Efer Shana, Chaye Sarah, Chaye Sarah, 127. Okay. Hashliach tzibur tzarech lizar kishu mesayim brach achas shelo lahaschil brach hashniya ad leachas she'amru roiv hatzibur amen. If any of you have a daven for the amen, you'll notice that in many batei kinesios and batei midrash they actually have a sign that says this. A little card that says, someone that must have distributed to all the shuls this little card, that the shliach tzibur should be careful when you're saying chazaras hashatz, don't go too fast when you finish the bracha. Don't start the next bracha until people have a chance to answer amen to the previous bracha. And he says some very powerful words here. If the shliach tzibur violates this rule and he begins the next bracha, so if you are in the audience and you hear the shliach tzibur say ato gibor, you're not allowed to answer amen. It's too late. He has prevented you. He has done something which now prevents you from saying amen. Shuv ein oim amen. And look what it says now. The oinesh bitul amen oz hu olav. The punishment for denying the tzibur to properly answer amen rests on the plates of the shliach tzibur. Scary stuff, huh? Yeah.
The chazan's voice is too low.
Yes. Of course, not to embarrass him, but you do the best you can. I don't know. You have to always ask the question. If you were the shliach tzibur and you hear someone banging and you hear someone honking and you hear someone screaming, would you like it? Always ask that question. If you wouldn't like it, so don't do to others what you do not like. Zeklal gadol b'tara. It all depends on the situation. Okay, let's see over here. Let's go further.
Here what you said, if I'm standing hypothetically over there,
it's a tough call. Maybe this tefillah could be. It's too late, and this, and you have to talk to him privately when davening is over. Vaz barabim. You have to cut your losses.
Then you have the opposite.
You can't solve all the world's problems during chazaras hashatz. Maybe after davening is over, but not during chazaras hashatz. There's only that much you can do.
Before the guy says Batish Bachos or something,
you can't solve the world's problems. That's the way the world is. Let's go down. Let's look at next. When it comes to Kedusha, you have to put your feet together. Okay, let's try to learn a little bit. The people who answer Kedusha must put their feet together. By the way, when it comes to Kaddish, not everyone is surprised, not everyone knows, when it comes to Kaddish, you have to put your feet together. When you say Kaddish, when you say Kedusha and Baruch Hu, yes, you should put your feet together. When else should you put your feet together? I told this to someone, he wasn't so happy with me. Friday night, Mogen Avos, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Mogen Avos, you should put your feet because it's Chazaras Hashatz. It's a minor Chazaras Hashatz. Even supposed to bow down. When you say Baruch Atah, you're supposed to bow down. So you should put your feet together. Of course you are. You can't do it. You put your... We compare ourselves, we try to imitate the malachim. The malachim have regal yeshara, they have one foot, and you need 2 feet to walk. If you only have one foot, you can't walk. That's the mila, the advantage a human being has over a malach. A malach was created at a certain spiritual level and does not have the ability to ascend, to go higher. A human being has feet. A human being has the ability to raise himself, to travel, to move. You can raise yourself to greater states of spirituality. Next. When you say the three words, kadosh, 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 when you say these three things, you lift up. you lift up, you put your toes on the ground, and you lift up the back of your foot, the heel, up higher. That's how malachim, in order to make believe that you're trying to raise yourself to a higher level. The noihagim lisa einaim lamarim. This is controversial. Not everyone does this. There's some chiluk on this, that when you say kadosh, 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 you should lift up your eyes upwards. V'noyhagim lisa ha'inayim lamarom, v'tov shetienis suguros, you should keep them closed when you lift up your eyes. It should not look, it should not appear as if that you are actually distracted, looking at other things, when mechzik yehoyer, that you know what you're looking at, and you should close your eyes, and just try to imitate malachim that are trying to, ratzoy v'shoif, malachim, is shakel. There's a tradition that malachim, they're like flames that flicker, goes up and down. So when a person should try to imitate the malachim, and when you say kadosh, 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 you're like a flame that's flickering, that's going up and down with a regel, with your foot that's put together.
What about doing shachris?
Yes. Whenever you say kadosh, 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 and when you say also when you say baruch kivod, and when you say yimloch, you raise the back of your foot, your ankle, your heel, you lift it up. You lift it up.
Volatzion,
you're sitting. No, when you're saying volatzion, you do not do this. Then you're sitting. You do not. And when you say kadosh, kadosh in birchas kriyashma, you also, you're sitting. You do not do this. Only when you say, only during kedusha. The Baal Tfilah, no, I do not believe so. The Baal Tfilah does not do this. Even though he is standing, the Baal Tfilah does not raise his feet when he says kadosh, 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 not during Baruch Kriya Shema, and not during Vol Tzion. He only does this during Kedusha of the Shemona Esrei. Hey, Kishma, yeah.
I remember this incident I have with Rabbi Sif on the Lower East Side. He said, he davens along with Shemona Esrei. His rule was, don't wait for me.
Okay.
He tells Shlitzim, he's saying, kadosh, 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 kadosh. Make sure you say it out loud.
Right, Shemaya Koin, fine, okay, right.
So, my question is that why? Why is that?
Shemaya Koin. Shemeya Koine works even though you're not allowed to speak. Even if though he would not be allowed to actually say the words Kadosh, 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 that would constitute a hefsek, but if you listen and you concentrate, it's as if he said it without the problem of a hefsek. That's
blumdus. Why is it important that he be saying it if he's in the middle of davening?
Because he wants to be Yotzek, he wants to get credit. He wants to get credit for saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So if you listen, it's as if you said it. You get credit.
Or,
yeah.
If he said he the road sign, he could say credit.
That's if he's at the end of Alokain Tzor. But if he's not up to, if he's not Alokain Tzor, then he has no choice. The best thing he can do is to listen. But if the Shliach Tzibur is not going to say it, if the Shliach Tzibur just says Lumosom Baruch Yomeru, that's no good. Because the people who are in the middle of Shemona Esrei and need to be yoytze with Shemaya Koine are not going to be able to do so. Okay, let's try. I want to. Okay, let's go ahead. Kishmagia Shliach Tzibur lemoidim shtachvim kolakol v'yomim moidim drabanim. When the Shliach Tzibur reaches moidim, everyone says moidim drabanim. Why? Why can't you be yoytze moidim with Shemaya Koine? So what's the famous answer? When it comes to giving thanks, you have to do it yourself. There's no such thing as a shaliach, an agent, to say thank you. When someone does you a favor, the organization, the gabbai, he'll tell the donor thank you. No such thing. Comes to saying thank you, when the shliach tzibur says thank you, you say thank you. Everyone has to say modim derabbanim. Kulhu behishtach avoya. According to this opinion, the entire modim derabbanim should be said in a state of bowing. So you go modim anach lo shvatu Hashem lakenu. While you're saying the entire modim derabbanim, you shall be bent from beginning to end. That's the first opinion. Umishu oimer b'tfilah shmona esrei. Let's go a little bit further. Umishu oimer b'tfilah shmona esrei. V'shmer k'shach tzibur agil modim. So let's say you're in the middle of shmona esrei and the shliach tzibur reaches modim. So you do not want to appear as if you're not participating in the modim. So what should you do? You can't say it. You're not allowed to be mafsik. But what you can do is you should at least bow to show that you want to participate. We mentioned this last time. The truth is, no one's looking at you. We all know that. Everyone knows that no one's paying. Everyone's paying attention to themselves. No one's looking what you're doing. So why then are you bowing down for yourself? You should want to participate in what everyone else does. like when everyone, when the tzibur is saying Kriya Shema,
yeah,
right? And you're in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, you're not the Kriya Shema, so you're supposed to, or you're in the middle of doing something, you're supposed to cover your eyes. Why? So simply, it should not appear that you do not warn me Makabal O Malchus Shemayim. Believe me, no one's looking around at you when they're saying Kriya Shema to see if you're all saying Kriya Shema and you don't want to participate. No one cares what you're doing. Everyone's just focusing on themselves. So why are you mechayiv to do so? Because it should hurt you. It should affect you. And you should also want to participate with the tzibur in reciting Kriya Shema. Yeah.
Miss Emily, close question. So thank you, though. If you're davening b'kavana, your own Shemon Esrei.
Yeah.
What is your obligation?
You have no obligation. The halacha is
that guy's doing up there as a shliach tzibur. You should know. Oh, he's about to. He's at mode.
There are different levels. There are different levels of concentration. The ikar hadin. If a person wants to daven the long Shemon Esrei, and by doing so, he's going to lose out on. Let's say a person can't concentrate on the shliach tzibur kadosh kadosh kadosh. The answer. I mean, if you're going to daven the long Shemon Esrei, you're going to lose out on kedusha. You're going to lose it on Moed Rabbanon. You're going to lose it on answering all the amens. Are you allowed to daven a long Shemona Esrei? The answer is absolutely yes. Absolutely, it's brought down by all the poskim. The davening Shemona Esrei is the holiest moment of the day. You're oimed lefnei hamelech. You have a moment of privacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the holiest thing in the world possible. If you feel that you need a few more minutes to be miyached with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to concentrate and daven, to say a particular brach with kavana, there's nothing that is more important than this. And you are 100% permitted to miss out on Kedusha, on Amen, on Modim, as long as you are sincerely davening that Shemon Esrei with the best kavana you possibly can. Then there are people that just come late and they're not really davening with such intense concentration and they just ring the words casually as best that they can. That's fine. And then the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha and you hear what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. So you also want the credit of the Kedusha. So then just stop in the middle of your recitation and listen and think the words Kadosh, 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 or listen to the Shliach Tzibur and you get credit. Every person is different. But if you are one of those people that can concentrate and wants to concentrate, it's brought down that you lose nothing. In heaven, they will have absolutely no complaints against you for missing Kedusha from Modim. I saw the words even yesterday. I was praying, even Al Pi Sod brings down, even like you'll tell me, oh, Al Pi Kabbalah, you missed out. Even in the highest levels of Kabbalah, you lose nothing. The gain of being miyached with HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Shemona Esrei is worth, it's priceless. And this, you should know, is a very big, very big, very big problem. I used to daven Ma'ariv in a place, and there was a person, there was an Erelcha person, it's not well now, and he used to daven a very nice Shemona Esrei. You saw how he davened the Shemona Esrei. It was really good. And he davened there very, very fast. And there's always two people. They davened Shemona Esrei so fast, they broke the record. And as soon as they finished davening the Shemona Esrei, they had a conversation within earshot of this person, not an elderly person. He's an older person, and they had a conversation. There's no question their conversation disturbed his Shemona Esrei. Now I used to tell him. I says, you know, the worst possible time to talk. You'll ask the average person, you shouldn't talk during that, right? When should you not talk? Oh, you shouldn't talk during Psukah de Zimra, and it's even much worse to talk during Birkas Kriya Shema. And who would ever imagine a person talking in the middle of the silent Shemona Esrei? I'm davening the silent Shemona Esrei, I'm in the middle of the Bracha Rifo'enu. Who would ever dream of talking to your friend in the middle of the silent Shemona Esrei? Even though I've seen that also. I've seen someone davening a private Shemona Esrei, and the cell phone goes off. In the middle of the private Shemona Esrei, he opens up, he answers the cell phone and says, hello, I can't talk to you now, I'm in the middle of davening Ma'ariv. I'll call you back later.
I've never seen that.
I've seen that. And this is a person that really knows better.
I saw her Shemona Esrei.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the Shemona Esrei.
Faster.
And he answered the text.
During the Shmoneh Esrei.
During the Shmoneh Esrei.
Maybe it was God.
Oh, okay.
No, we're talking to
it's a local call.
No, text from the radio.
It's a local call.
It's a local call.
I was calling you by the text.
A local call.
It's a local call.
I once spoke publicly in a certain setting, and while I was speaking, they text me, finished up already.
Oh.
While I was speaking, the phone, and they kept on sending a text over and over again. Finish, finish, your time is up.
What happened with the two guys?
Oh, so let me tell you, this is what I want to mention. It's kedai to hear this, please. So I told them, who would imagine talking Pesuk of the Zimra is a terrible thing. Talking during Kriya Shema is terrible. During Shema Esrei. But after you finish your silent Shema Esrei, you're a free bird, right? Now I finished my private Shema Esrei. It's even worse. When you talk during the silent Shema Esrei, you are disturbing other people's private Shema Esrei. This is the holiest moment during the day when a person has the opportunity to be miyachid with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you have the chutzpah to have a conversation and to take away that moment from another person. There's no greater ganef than this. You know, talk about someone who's sleeping, you wake up sleeping. There's no way you can pay back someone for waking them up when they're sleeping. This is a million times worse. To talk after you finish your silent Shmona Esrei and now have a conversation while where the tzibur is waiting for the Shliach Tzibur to begin. When the tzibur is waiting for the Shliach Tzibur to begin, there are other people that are still davening a private Shmona Esrei. And they are having the holiest moment possible. And now you're going to have a conversation and disturb their moment? That's the worst of the worst. Couldn't be worse than that. And person should pay attention to that idea. Okay, so we have over here this idea of what?
The man didn't say anything. The one who was driving the long Shmoneh Esrei didn't say anything.
No, he was an alien person, a nice guy. He's not going to make. He's not going to. I told these two people, so they listened to me for 2-3 days. For 2-3 days, they listened to me, and then oilam kimin hagoy nog. They went back to their old ways, and that's the way the world goes. Let's go further. And if I open my mouth, they'll tell me mind your own business. Okay, let's go further. So you should bow down. You should bow down if you're in the middle of the bracha of Rifo Enu, and then all of a sudden you hear the Shliach Tzibur is up to modim, you also should bow down. Like I told you, not because anyone is watching you, no one's watching you. But for yourself, you should feel, you know, I also want to part. I can't say the words, I can't, because I'm in the Shmoneh Esrei, I also want to participate. This is an incredible halacha. But let's say you're up to the beginning of Rifo Enu, the very beginning, or the beginning of another bracha, because it's forbidden to be moisav on the hishtachavos. You're not allowed to bow at the beginning of a bracha, and you're not allowed to bow at the end of the bracha. The only brachas that you bow at the beginning and the end are the first bracha and modim. You're not allowed to bow at the beginning of Rifo Enu or Baruch Aleinu or Re'eh or any of the brachas at the end. So if you're going to now bow, even though your kavan is, I'm not bowing because I want to bow at the beginning of this bracha, I'm bowing because I want to respond to the modim d'rabbanan, but it looks, even for yourself, you know, it looks for yourself, you are now bowing at the beginning of a bracha that you're not supposed to bow down, and therefore it's also you say this nusach, uchshoimer v'yishmirecha. So what do you say? You say, oimrim hakahol kein yehi ratzayin. V'lo yoimru amen. You should not say amen. I'm sure there are people here that have heard in some shuls, they do say amen. Right? Even during, now of course, when you have the real deal, when you have a real birchos kohanim, and the kohanim say, then you say amen. But here we are discussing chutz li'aretz, or in Eretz Yisrael, no, Eretz Yisrael Mincha, they don't say it anyway. Okay. But you're dealing over here in Chutz Li'aretz, and Chutz Li'aretz, when you do not do Birchas Kohanim, and we're saying Elokeinu, then you do not say Amen, you answer Ken Yihi Ratzon. When, and after the last word, Shalom, when do you say Elokeinu? You only say it Shachris and Musaf, the Loi B'mincha, only time you say Elokeinu was on a time of Sibur, Rak B'tayim Nusach Ashkenaz only says by Mincha Shalom Rav, but on a tiny Sibur by Mincha, then you say Sim Shalom, and then you say Elokeinu V'Elokeinu Seinu. When else do you not say? When else? Oz Oimer Hashlich Tzibur Gam Elokeinu V'Elokeinu. And this is an important halacha. You have to always remember the Ein Oimer Moso Be'Beis Ovel. You do not say the Minig Oilim is not to say Elokeinu V'Elokeinu Seinu. Because you only say b'shas simcha, and the Beis Ovel is not a mokum simcha, and that's really the reason why we don't do birchas. It's a very tough halachic challenge to us. Why don't we say the real birchas kohanim every single day in Chutz Li'aretz? If they say it in Eretz Yisrael, why do we not do it in Chutz Li'aretz? What's so terrible? There's even a story with the Gra, the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer wanted to institute that. Is the Gra or the Chassam Sofer? Maybe both. Could be it was both. Fire was the Gra, or was it the Gra or the Chassam Sofer? I don't remember. The Gra wanted to make to reinstitute, and there's a fire, and he interpreted this as similar shemani that was not proper. That it was not the shemani did not want. Why not? Al pi halacha, there's no reason why you can't say Birchos Koyhanim in Chutz Li'aretz. The reason given is because you need simcha. And Chutz Li'aretz in Golos is not a place of simcha. A Jew does not belong in Chutz Li'aretz. A Jew belongs
daily.
I do daily? Sfarim are different. Okay, I'm talking Minig Nusach Ashas. Okay, fine, no, fine. I'm talking the Nusach Ashkenaz, Minig Ashkenaz. Minig Ashkenaz is not, and the reason given is because every single day, yeah.
But they have a lot of Kohanim.
I don't know. There are different reasons, but this is the reason given. You need real simcha. If you don't have real simcha, it's not proper to abuse the bracha of birchas. That's a tnai in the bracha. When you give a person a bracha, that's not a bracha. That's why, unfortunately, it's so sad you go to shul and they give a mishaberach. A mishaberach is such a beautiful bracha. Mishaberach, avoseinu, avraham, yitzchak, yaakov, hu yivoriches, bavur, sh'olol l'chvod ha-toyro, l'chvod ha-mokom, l'chvod ha-shabbos, b'schar zeh, ha-kadosh baruch hu, yishmerehu, v'yatzilehu, mikol tzora, v'tzuka, umikol nega, umachala, v'yishlach, barocha. These are such beautiful words. And it's a joke. It's a pure joke. In 99, it means something. That's a bracha. That's not a bracha. Come on, who are you fooling? It's this terrible thing. It's a charpa. So unfortunately, that's the way the world is. You can't change the world. But a bracha has to be given with simcha. It's not so posh who the gabbai is. You have a gabbai in shul. Don't just let call the olam bar. Take a gabbai, has a shtickel, Hergish knows what he's saying, he understands, it's not a davar posh at all. Gabbai in many respects is even more important than the Balkari. Because the Gabbai is giving, I shouldn't say that, to the Balkari over here. I take that back, please forgive me. But it's not a similar thing, yeah.
Svadim had a chasana.
Yeah.
The Kohanim, there you have also, Kohanim coming.
Yes. Okay.
Also, one other thing. Well, it doesn't have to be a Kohen. I've seen, when it comes to...
That's not so simple. That's a bracha that's miyuchid for a Kohen.
Right.
For a Yisrael to say Birchas Kohanim is questionable. Yeah. Because that's not his bracha, and for Yisrael to raise his hands,
no, that's a
it's also questionable.
Also
one hand, not two hands. What? Yeah.
Friday night before Kiddush.
Yeah. So what?
That's
do you?
Make a break that you should not put both hands on
one hand
because that is
kohanim.
Kohen. Zohar is not allowed to do.
Right. So
one
what?
Hand
one hand.
Yeah.
One hand.
But the birchas kohanim is three.
But the oilam is not so marked on that. Yeah. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Okay. It's right.
It's only three psukim saying yivrecha.
Correct. So there are many leniencies, but ideally, kohanim have two things that were a gift that they have. Number one, the words yivrecha, chalashav yishmerach, those words, and number two, using your hand. using your hand to give a bracha, especially two hands, is some a gift that was given specifically to Kohanim, not for the average person.
What I saw all the mentions about doing it at Sephardi, he raised his hands very high.
Yeah, Kohanim,
that was...
The Kohanim raised his hands very high.
Yeah, only the Shastim. They were Bachrim, the friends of the... they came and they put on the talis, and they... Well, when they did it,
the Kohanim,
they put their hands over their heads like that.
That we'd only do b'shas, only migdash. Right.
When Kohanim are duchening, I heard people when they say Hashem's name, Baruch Hu Shema.
Okay, the Kohanim, the Sfardim do a lot of different things. I don't know their customs, different menhagim. Some of them are beautiful menhagim. Some of them are the real menhagim that have been lost from us, and kol hakavod. I used to listen to a shir, so one of the online. You see these short 5-minute dvar halacha. Sardi, he speaks very, very well, fantastic English, and he always concludes his shir, Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen ve'amen. I love how he said it. He used to say, every 5-minute shir, every day, Baruch, and the end, the last words are, Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen. I imagine that some Sardi Sheminik. And the best thing that they do, by far, no one comes to them in this, is they have a tainus dibur.
Yes.
Every so often, there's a tainus dibur. You're not allowed to talk for a whole day. No talking. You can't speak to your wife, you can't speak to your children, no cell phones, nothing. You can, only thing you can say is divrei Torah and tefillah. I don't know.
But you can text. As long as you can text. As long as you can text.
Of uns gesorgt. And that means towards the Bet Torah. Bet Torah. Parkway. Okay, yeah.
Use it.
Walked in Mincha. It didn't look like Tfila. They come in with t-shirts and caps and jeans. And, oh, wow. But Chazar Sashatz.
They don't have to.
Silent.
Yeah, nobody talks.
And by davening, like, you daven.
Yes.
Kedusha, but them is sitting down.
Yeah, but it's quiet. And everybody davens together.
There is no Birchas Kohanim in the Beis Avel because of the reason the Simcha, there's no Simcha there, and Tisha B'Av in the morning, there is also the Shatz leaves it out. Those are the only two exceptions. Okay, let me just tell you one other thing before we conclude. By the way, first of all, on the bottom, he points out that there are other customs, and I've seen this. Look at the bottom, Gimel. V'lo Yamru Amen, that when the Shliach Tzibet says, Elokeinu, V'lokeinu, 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 and Yivarechecho Hashem V'yishmerecha, we do not answer Amen, but don't get carried away if you go to a shul where they do answer Amen. He brings down there are Acholkim. V'lo Yomru Amen, Ein B'pischit Shuvah Hevi B'Mishas Shuvahs Yochen Boyas, D'yesh Oinim Amen, U'da'ovit Kemaravit, U'da'ovit Kemaravit, everyone does their thing. V'chein B'siduri HaTanya Mavur Gamkein L'mek Amen, in the Sidur of the Tanya, it says you should answer Amen. Okay, next, before we conclude, Amen. Oh, by the way, what else he answer Amen? Okay, what else? By Yalav Yavan. This is very interesting. And then we come to L'chaim u'l'shalom. So the answer, Amen. Is that Ikar Hadin? Yeah. No. That's not an Ikar Hadin. That's a minhag. It's a very weak minhag, in fact. It's not so simple. We do it. That's the way it is. We do it. Birchas HaChodesh also. That's another thing. It's another good point. I didn't see anything about that. I should have looked into that. But during Yalev Yavo, during Chazaras HaShatz, and this is again, so we have the custom, and then when we come to the words, Zochrein Hashem Elokeinu Bo Litova, Amen. Ufokteinu Vo Livracha, Amen. V'yoshinu Vo Chayim, Amen. So where does that come from? Where does that come from? What's going on over here? It's not clear. It's a minuk. Okay. It's a minuk. L'may nafkamina, you're at home, and you're benching. And you finish benching, or you don't eat, and your child, your wife, your sibling, is saying Yalev Yavo. Do you answer Amen when they say these words in Yalev Yavo? No, you do not. You do not. You're not allowed to just throw around omens. Omen, it's a serious business. You don't, if you're not supposed to, omen, omen is really Hashem's name. Kel Melech Neman. I could say not because we're in the middle of learning. No, so it's doing a part of learning. But it's not so simple just to throw around Hashem's name. So if it's not required, you do not say it. And therefore, many poskim are not happy with the custom that we answer omen in the middle of Yalav Yovo during Chazaras Hashatz. We do it, okay? It's a done deal. Hanach lahem li Yisraelim einim nevim b'nei nevim. But it's enough to do it during Chazaras Hashatz when you have a minion. Don't get carried away. You should not do this during Birchas Hamazon. Okay, that's an important thing to keep in mind. One other thing, when you say Elokeinu, okay, I was saying, where do you put the comma? This you can get into a lot of trouble depending on what you daven. Elokeinu, okay, I was saying, here I have the art scroll sitter. Okay, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Minog Yisrael, Rabban Shokol B'nei Yisrael V'Hagoyle, and Canada. Elokeinu, I was saying, Baruchenu, Babrocha. Hamishuleshes. They put the comma here. They put the comma here. I have no doubt that this is probably the majority. I'm sure they really researched this till they had it gave till they Hamishuleshes. That because the bracha is a triple bracha. It's a triple bracha. Very good. However, you should be aware, don't be shocked, that some have the custom to put the comma after the word batorah, hamishuleshes batorah. Because the Torah Berchedu Babrocha hamishuleshes batorah in the Torah. And then it's Hakisuva Ali de Moshe Avdecha. So there are different opinions where you put the comma. Do you put Batoira Hakisuva Ali de Moshe Avdecha? Or is it Baruchin Babrocham Moshach is Batoira? Comma. Hakisuva Ali de Moshe Avdecha. The Ovid Kemarovid. The Ovid Kemarovid. Usually the best thing. This is why a shul, there's a hakpado that used to be, I don't know, today everyone's a hefkevel today, but it used to be that there was a special siddur miyuchet for the shliach tzibur. And that siddur has been edited, has been decided what is the minhag of this particular kehillah. And when you are a guest, or even if you're not a guest, you go up to Davin, you make sure to use this siddur that's miyuchet for the shliach tzibur in order that you follow the proper nusach. I know a shul where they have unique minhagim. It's very nice. And they have a very strong rabbi, and the rabbi insists on how things shall be done. And one of the things is the kama, they have a nice art scroll big siddur, and it's been whited out. And the comma has been put after the word Bat Torah, and there's a notation that this is the custom. Please, when you daven for the tzibur, make sure you say it Hamishuleshes Bat Torah comma. Okay, so that's one reason why you're supposed to use the siddur of the shliach. There's another reason why you're supposed to use it. That's because usually this used to be a very big hakpada. Today, I don't know for whatever reason, it became a hakpada. It used to be that it was donated by a certain person for the shliach tzibur. And every time the siddur is used, it's a zechus, an aliyah for the neshama of the person for whom it was donated. If you are not going to use that siddur, you're going to deny that neshama its tainuk. And therefore, you should, even if there's no issue, you should use that particular siddur. Okay, we'll stop here. What? Not by, you should be said, of course, but not by Yalav Yovo. Not by Yalav Yovo. If you are listening to someone else recite Yalav Yovo during Birchas Hamazon, you should not answer Amen after those sections. Amen, that's different. That's an exception. You answer Amen to your own bracha. Yeah, but you're talking about during Yalav Yovo, you do not answer Amen.
Some people say Amen after sections of the Tefillah. Shomer is Hamas to Elohat. Oh man, the
Shlech Zibur
was...
Well, you have... Yeah. That's right, because that's the end of a section. There's such a concept that when you finish... that you're supposed to answer, oh man. You're supposed to answer the person who wants to sing Shiva. Hamaki Menachem Eschem Sosha, you're supposed to... The oval is supposed to answer, oh man. Answer. But you're talking about when you finish a complete section. So show me, I'm always oh man, because that's the end of the set of brachos. Some have that custom. Most of us... most shuls that we go to do not do that. Do not do that. You should answer amen. Yeah, of course. Amen. Yeah. That's brought down by everyone. Everyone brings it down. It's a bracha, and you're supposed to answer amen. Rachman
Lo Yolein. Rabbi, in an
Ovel, we skip that. Because my spirit says you need simcha for that, those words. You need simcha for that. But Zos Brisi. My spirit that is upon you. There's no spirit because you're in a state of tsar. And when there's tsar, the Shekhinah only rests upon a person who is in a state of simcha. That pasuk alludes to the concept that the Shekhinah is resting upon the person. But when a person is in a state of pain, the Shekhinah cannot rest.
I'm also no hate, on these doses, I touch.
Touch your tefillin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that just?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
No. Oh, no.
There are many minhagim. I don't. Yeah, I know less than nothing. But if you do it, there must be a reason for it. Okay. Let's take a little.